New Radio Sports Network. I'm Paul Schmidt. We're here interviewing Neil Searing, the head coach of the Luxembourg Casco football program. And Neil, congratulations on a great season to this point and pulling off a huge upset against Plymouth last week in the Level 1 Division 2 WIAA football playoffs. The boys really came out and really put through a great effort and really took control of that game early on.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. Yeah, they definitely were ready to play, and very proud of, again, the assistant coaches and all the players for believing in what we were doing here and for the week. And, yeah, Plymouth's a great team. They have been losing a game all year, and going to their place and traveling in the weather, definitely a lot of things to all take a part of with the game. But I thought our kids held on there at the end and it did enough to win and did a lot of good things. And a lot of kids responded, like fourth and one and a couple of, you know, big plays on third down. So you need to make those plays in these situations to advance. And we're very fortunate. We have an opportunity with West Superior, who is a great team as well, and we'll see what we can do.
Yeah, going back to the Plymouth game, too, it seemed like your defense was really ready and really kind of frustrated the Panthers offensively. The Panthers love to run the ball and control the game. And in the first half, they were, you know, a lot of three and outs, and the defense really, you know, kind of dictated the momentum of the game for the first half.
Yes, Coach Klotz, Coach Snowberry, and Coach Merchek, Coach Sessler, got the guys on defense. The coaches, they had a really good game plan, and the kids were able to make some calls there also on the field. And it came down to just making a couple of good plays there and effort. And yeah, Plymouth runs the ball, I think, you know, 80% of the time. So if you can't stop their run, I think you're in trouble. But we were able to do that, which then got them, I think, off balance. I don't think they were prepared for that. So I credit the coaches and the players for executing that first half really, really well, and that helped change the momentum of the game for sure.
Now I go on the road against West Superior here at West Superior High School. Just talk about this matchup. Again, the Phantoms a little more diversified offensively, but what are the challenges they're going to present to your defense as well as, you know, on the other side of the ball?
I think, their offense has always been very potent, and they do what they do, and they've always done it very well. When you hear their name, you definitely feel like they're a very good program and coached very well with Coach Grayson. They'll be balanced on offense. They can run the ball, pass the ball. They run a power game, so you're going to have to. They have a really good back, and they got some good receivers. So you got to make sure we stay focused on our jobs. But offensively, I think they're balanced, and it's just a matter of us getting in some favorable down and distances. And then offensively for us, we're going to have to play four quarters. It's not going to be easy. Their defense is solid. They have a lot of good players over there. That side of the ball. It's going to be a physical game again. We're just going to have to stand toe to toe. I mean, we're the underdogs, as we have been pretty much all year. And I just think, it's time for us to stand up and fight for all the teams in the past that didn't get to this point. And, we're going to fight for the little guy. And I think that's been our mantra all year. And if we go down, we're going to go down swinging. But we're going to do what we do and do it as well as we can. And if we win, we win. And if we don't, it's not going to be for lack of effort or trying.
Well, Coach, real quickly, if you could just talk about this team and what they've dealt with, during the season and how they've really played their best football, there's no doubt, here at the end of the season and into the playoffs, going in with a 5-game winning streak.
Yeah, I mean, I was practice the other night, Monday, and it was snowing in the field, and I just, was with the lights on. It was really kind of a reflective moment of the year, kind of a peaceful moment, and I just said to the kids, in August, we were sitting here for contact days, and we were all spaced out, and we didn't know if we could even hand the ball off to somebody for fear of COVID. And we're sitting here now in November with the snow and having an opportunity to win a championship. And I said, just to be here right now is with these kids is an honor. They've done everything I've asked and more. I hope I've given them as much as they've given me. It's been a total blessing and honor. And these assistant coaches have been unbelievable. It's just very happy for the kids in the community. I just want nothing more for them to get this victory tonight, because they definitely have worked hard. They've persevered through adversity all year. And this COVID thing, I think, has taught everyone how tough they really are and how mentally strong they can be for our school and our communities and our family. And I'm just very fortunate and proud and blessed that I've had the opportunity to be with these kids and these coaches the last few months.
Well, Coach, thanks for the ride. We look forward to the broadcast tonight. And, again, we'll join up with you the post-game show. Best of luck.
Thanks, guys.
That's Coach Neil Searing, Luxembourg Casco Spartans. You can listen to the broadcast of Luxembourg Casco Westy Pier tonight on 96.7 WBDK and on New Radio Sports Network.